I would like to dedicate this book to the people who have influenced my life the most. My late mother, Wynne Haldeman, who gave me, my sisters, and every woman she met the confidence to do well. My late sister, Lynn Haldeman, who listened to my struggles every night for 5 years and encouraged me through my co-op court case to repair my building's chimney. My twin sister Kay, who has protected me all my life and who keeps me down to earth. Tosca, my lovely daughter, and Elon and Kimball, my two sons, who have respected and supported me in everything I do. My 11 grandchildren, who keep me learning and bring me so much joy with all their questions. My extended family, friends, and team, who have supported me throughout my hard, good, and new times. Introduction. Live dangerously, carefully. Make a plan and take a chance. I grew up in a family that had an airplane and a fascination for exploration. My parents flew across Canada, America, Africa, Europe, Asia, and Australia in a small, canvas-covered propeller plane with no GPS or radio. When we were children, they took us on trips to the Kalahari Desert every winter to search for the lost city. Looking back, I realized it was dangerous to go across the desert with a compass and 3 weeks' supply of water and food with 5 kids. But my father and mother planned our trips to the last detail. Our family motto was, "Live dangerously, carefully." My father sought adventure, but he knew to be ready for the unexpected. Because of that, I'm always curious and willing to explore. And I know that I can take a risk as long as I'm prepared. There is an Afrikaans saying that I grew up with, a boer maak 'n plan. It literally translates to, a farmer makes a plan. And it's something people said all the time in South Africa. It could be small or it could be huge. But we used it any time we needed to change direction and fix a problem. Whatever obstacle is in front of you, you have to address it and find another way to sort it out. At first, I wanted this book to be called Struggling and Surviving, but that didn't sound very compelling to anyone. I hope when you listen to this audiobook that you will struggle less and survive more than I did. In my life, things have gone wrong way too often, and each time I have had to make a plan. You can plan things as a woman, but then you get sideswiped and you have to make another plan. By the way, this happens to men too. I have started my life over many times, and as an adult, I've lived in 9 cities across 3 countries. I don't recommend starting over again and again like I did, but if you have to, you must plan ahead. You can live a more exciting and happier life if you take chances. I took a lot of chances and struggled in the beginning, but I persisted until I found success in my personal and business lives. You don't have to plan every detail of the changes in your life. You can sort out your problems as they come along. And there will be different problems, of course, but you just have to plan that first step. There are surprises around every corner in life, from taking care of yourself and your family and friends, to looking and feeling fantastic, to having a successful career and living an adventurous life. It's a lot to think about all at once, but if you start with your first step and then the next step after that, you can keep on moving ahead. When I was in bad situations, I read many romance or self-help books. They gave me hope. Perhaps sharing my experiences with you will give you hope too. Being my age is fantastic. I have lived for 7 decades, enjoyed 2 successful careers, and raised 3 children. I'm a grandmother to 11. And now I'm more in demand than ever as a wellness speaker and model.